Dhurandhara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Verse 28. Ityedadatmana Swardham, Santam Visvatya Vaipuma, Vichitra Masiti Dvaite, Gora Mapunat Vasitim. Iti, in this way, Etat, the person materially conditioned, Atmana of his self, Swardham, one interest, Santam, existing within oneself, Visvritya, forgetting. Why? Indeed, Puman, the living entity, Chitra, attractive false varieties, Asati, material world, Dvaite, other than the self, Gora, very fearful, due to continuous birth and death, Apnoti, one becomes entangled, Sansritim, in material existence. In this way, the conditioned soul, living within the body, forgets his self-interest because he identifies himself with the body. Because the body is material, his natural tendency is to be attracted by the varieties of the material world. Thus, the living entity suffers the miseries of material existence. In this way, the conditioned soul, living within the body, forgets his self-interest. Because he identifies himself with the body. Because the body is material, his natural tendency is to be attracted by the varieties of the material world. That the living entity suffers the miseries of material existence purport by His divine grace. Everyone is trying to be happy because, as explained in the previous verse, Sukham Asyatmano Rupam Sarva Oparatistanu. And the living entity is in his original spiritual form is happy by nature. There is no question of miseries for the spiritual being. As Krishna is always happy, the living entities who are his parts and parcels are also happy by nature. But because of being put within the material world and forgetting their eternal relationship with Krishna, they have forgotten their real nature. Because every one of us is a part of Krishna. We have a very affectionate relationship with Him. But because we have forgotten our identities and are considering the body to be the self, we are afflicted by all the troubles of birth, death, old age and disease. This misconception in materialistic life continues unless and until one comes to understand his relationship with Krishna. The happiness sought by the conditioned soul is certainly only illusion, as will be explained in the next verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Talakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Vichaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yandadati Swapadantakam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. it is said, the living entities that are born from the glands of Mahavishnu, they all come into this conditioned existence. We are all born from the glands of Mahavishnu. So material existence is called Mahatattva, and when Lord Vishnu, he glances over the Mahatattva, the Mahatattva is agitated. The three modes of material nature they cover the living entity. The result is we are conditioned. As Bhagavad Gita says, Bhutva Bhutva భూతగ్రామస్యవాయం భూత్వా భూత్వా ప్రళీయతే రాత్రాగమే అవసపార్థ ప్రభవంత హరాగమే. వి హావ్ బీన్ టేకింగ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డైయింగ్, టేకింగ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డైయింగ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ఫర్ యుగాస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ ఫ్రమ్ టైమ్ ఇమ్మెమోరియల్. దట్ మీన్స్ వెన్ వీ హావ్ కండిషన్డ్, when we have become conditioned, nobody knows, anadi. So when we are conditioned for a long time, we tend to forget. When we are trained repeatedly, we become conditioned. Just like they use the example, cat likes milk, and you can do some conditioning to the cat. Generally, cats like milk, so you put boiling hot milk every time, and the cat will try to drink and its mouth gets burned. Every time you put milk before the cat, you keep it in boiling condition, and one day you put milk without boiling condition, the cat will not go near the milk. This is called conditioning. Similarly, the scientists have made experiment. They put some transparent partition. On one side is the fish, and there is a transparent partition, and the other side is the bait of the fish, the earthworm. Generally, fish like earthworm. when it sees the earthworm, it tries to go to eat it, and it will hit the transparent wall. Every time the fish tries to eat the earthworm is this side. It gets conditioned. So after that you take the partition. The fish doesn't go there. The fish doesn't go there. Similarly, when we actually suffer in this world, actually, it's called realization. Now you hear theoretically that material enjoyment, sense gratification is bad. You only hear theory, young people. But that's why it is said. Experience is better than precept. When you experience, then you have your realization. That's why we are afraid to put our hand in the fire. We are afraid to put our hand in the fire. So we had the experience. So why we are afraid of snakes? In this lifetime, no snake has bitten you. We are not bitten by snake. But whenever we see a snake, we are afraid. Because our existence in this world, it is not just this birth. We have been taking birth. So the experience of snake is there, embedded in our subconsciousness. When a newborn child is there, it knows sucking the breast of the mother. Nobody has to train, because this is there. How many times we have taken birth in the womb where the mother came out, you were sucking the breast of the mother. So, this is called condition. Similarly, sex life, no one has to tell us. No one has to, because we are conditioned. This one, everyone is conditioned. These things, go and eat food, get married, no one has to tell us. Because we are conditioned to body. So bodily demands, we think they are our demands. So now, we have to uncondition our life. We are not the body. We don't need sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment is not our real happiness. But in every birth, we are doing the same thing. Like Prabhupada, he says in one of his classes, people are married, they are watching others' lives, how the other man and woman, how they are going along. This guy has his own problems. And he should understand that everybody will have problems, but not like that. Just because this is our mentality, condition. Similarly, the books we read, there are also man, woman kind of things. And the film we see, there also man, woman, with. Because every birth we take, same business, eating, sleeping, mating. This is called conditioned That's why just a theoretical knowledge will not do. When we come in here, you are not the body, you are the Atma. Very easy to say. But the conditioning is very deep. Very deep. Like a story is told by our Vaishnava Acharyas. One father bird and mother bird. Father bird, mother bird, they have four siblings. Because the siblings have no maturity. The father bird and mother bird, while going out of the nest, they told their siblings, "My dear children, the bird hunter may come and he may throw grains and put a trap. You don't rush to eat those grains, then you will get caught. Don't go. We will bring your food." So father bird, mother bird told the siblings, "The hunter will come, he will throw the grains, he will put the net. Don't go there, otherwise you will be caught and you will lose your life." And the siblings, they started like a little song. "The hunter will come, he will throw grains, he will put the net, don't go there." But actually when the hunter came, they all went to eat. That is called conditioning. So it's not easy to get out of conditional life. No amount of, let's say, we are not impressed by people going to the temples, people doing pujas, people doing rituals. What is the use? The idea of all these things is to become free from conditioning. So otherwise, what is the benefit of your religiosity? The devotees always, they are saragrahi. Devotees are saragrahi. That's a paramahamsa. The Vaishnavas are called hamsa, paramahamsa. Whenever we say Jai Jai Dhvanis, Ashtotra Chatusri Parivrajakacharya Paramahamsa is divine grace, Paramahamsa. So devotees are compared to Hamsa. Hamsa is known to be expert in separating water from the milk. It will put its beak in the milk and take away the casein, the white part of the milk, and leave the milk behind. We cannot do that. So just like a hamsa can separate the casein, the milk substance from the milk, and leave the water behind, similarly paramahamsa. Parama means transcendental. Paramahamsa. Devotees may not do that kind of things, but devotees do paramahamsa. They know how to separate matter from the spirit. They know how to not become entangled by matter, but they know how to separate. They know how to make things transcendental. So ordinary people who are not trained, devotees lead the same life. Devotees may also get married, devotees also make business, devotees also do all worldly course activities. You cannot just say, oh, he is also married, he is also cooking, he is also making money, he is also attached to wife and children. That is external. But devotee means who is Krishna conscious. So an ordinary family, ordinary parents are taking care of their children out of attachment. My children, they are attached. In a devotee family, they are also taking care of their children, maybe better than the karmic parents, but they are not attached. They are attached to Krishna. They are taking good care of the children. That way children become attached to the parents, and parents engage them in Krishna conscious activities by giving love and affection. They divert the attention of the children to Krishna. Otherwise, how they are devotee parents? Prabhupada also attracted. Prabhupada gave affection, love and care and attracted many, many people. But what did he do? He made them all devotees. He's not like ordinary people. Gandhi also attracted many people. Many leaders also attracted many followers. But did they give Krishna to them? No. Rajneesh has also many followers. Have they become Krishna devotees? Chinmayananda has many followers. Did he make them Krishna devotees? Because they were not transcendental. Transcendental means one who has raised above the body, in the body but not affected by the body, in the body but knows how to engage the body in Krishna's service. This is Godas and Goswami. Godas means he is subservient to the body, he is conditioned to the body, he is dictated by the body. Whereas Goswami, Goswami has become the master of the body. He has no ego problem. When you have transcended the body, praise and criticism, you understand whether you are transcendental or not. Then it's not just theory, you read mana, apamana. Atulyo, Mitra, Aripakshayo, Atulyo. It's not just theory. Krishna is saying, a spiritual person, for him, happiness and distress are the same. Gain and loss are the same. Honor and dishonor are the same. Is that right? Daily you are reading Bhagavad Gita. But as soon as some little thing is said, the face becomes like a withered flower. Or some compliment. Oh, you did such a... That's yes, I did. My completely ego. So, Krishna will right and left test his devotees to expose them or to let them know that the tests are bound to be there. Anyone who wants to cross Maya, suppose you are completely away from the woman and you are a nice brahmachari, but when you are moving around a woman, you are not affected. That means your mind is up. If we are becoming affected, means your training is not properly done. That means you are not doing your sadhana properly. People want to take diksha, but they are not bothered what is the qualification. So Prabhupada has mentioned in all his books, only a serious person, you should take diksha. Second, before you take diksha, but your mind is not controlled, you misbehave or you leave the spiritual master and go away, what is the point? That means you will never make it. Anyone who comes to a Vaishnava and goes away, that means he is throwing away the opportunity. We are not ready for spiritual life. Let's say, what is more important is the training. The training is more important. That's why Prabhupada, he translated the word diksha as initiation. Initiation is beginning. That is the beginning. You are willing to be chastised. You are willing to be submissive. You want to be controlled. You don't want to be independent. But all this mentality, that we don't want to change. Then what is the use of taking diksha? You don't even understand what you are trying to do. So this is called conditioned life. So Prabhupada makes it clear. If you are getting married, you cannot say afterwards, no, no, by mistake I got married. Can you say like that? Will anybody agree for that? No, it's total nonsense. When you are getting married, that means you understand the obligations of marriage. You understand the responsibilities of marriage, and you have to go through it for the rest of your life. Otherwise, you are like an animal. Animal means just you are momentarily attracted, and afterwards, you know, why did I marry? You start thinking like that. That's why in the scriptures, people have to be trained for marriage also. It's not like we have cat and dog mentality, and you get married and you're completely finished. So scriptures say brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa. Before you become a grihastha, you get thorough training. So that you don't mismanage your life. You have to take on the responsibilities. There is a lot of headaches. Even without marriage, there are too many headaches in life. And marriage means doubling your headache. And one more child comes, means tripling your headaches. Get ready. Is that right? So spiritual life means it is not just some tamasha. That's why people, they don't go and say, all right, please train us up when we think we are ready. Similarly, nobody goes and asks, give me sannyas. Nobody will ask. The spiritual master will call you. Come. By your activities, by your behavior, you are eligible for taking sannyas. So kindly take sannyas and you preach. Because that's why I say, preaching mood has to be there. Not that you take sannyas and you don't have. Sannyas means 24 hours. Whenever there is opportunity, how to start preaching. No other interest. Either you practice devotional service or you preach. Both. Parallel. You keep yourself steady, fixed up, and then be prepared. It's like an expert soldier. Preacher with expert soldier. He is ready to take the battle and not be defeated in the battle. So conditioned soul, living it in the body, forgets his self-interest. Nate swardhagatimhi Vishnum. Prahlad Maharaj says, our real swardha is Vishnu. If Vishnu is not your goal, and Krishna is not your goal, you are going to be, you are going to suffer like anything. This world is already a place of suffering. And the more you are into Maya, the more suffering will be there. Even when you are not, just like devotees, we are always chanting, serving, doing devotional service. Still there is suffering. We are not doing anything that increases our suffering. But inherent suffering is there, disease, old age and death. And if you try to have sense gratification, death will come early, the diseases will be more, and your body will get dilapidated, your body will, if you have sense enjoyment, old age will set in quickly because you have lost all your vitality. The old man, no vitality, all his energies are gone. So, when Darwin said, survival of the fittest. Struggle for existence. These are all Darwin's statements. Struggle for existence. Survival of the fittest. It is true. But there it is, material struggle. But actually they are meant to struggle for liberation. We want to, this struggle is from within. Like devotees are not looking for money. People want money, they get up early in the morning, they work late, hours, and they want to get material success. Where devotees, they work more than the Karmis. Karmis, they don't get up all 365 days. They also vacation. They have celebration, vacation. They space out. But devotees, day after day, day after day. Because they know that until you are liberated, there is no guarantee that, oh, you are devotee for 60 years, so now you have conquered Maya. Is it like that? It is not number of years. What is happening in your mind? What is happening in your mind? 60 years, but all still dirty thoughts lingering in your mind. That means your 60 years of Hare Krishna, it has not cleansed the dirt. More Hare Krishna is needed. Let's say there is nothing like automatic. You chant Hare Krishna for 10 years, no more Maya in your life. Is it like that? No. Or you are chanting 10 years, but no attentive chanting. Whereas somebody is chanting just for 2 years, attentive chanting, and he becomes more fixed up, more steady. Nobody finishes rounds before 7 o'clock, or you are going to be spiritually strong. Not possible. If you cannot sit down, if you cannot continuously chant 16 rounds, what test you will get? That chanting is not chanting. But somehow I just completed my rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's not chanting. Chanting with absorption. Chanting with relish. Chanting with focus. That's why if you do it slowly, you develop taste. Then you are very possessive, just like you have some rubies and diamonds. How carefully you preserve them. So like that a person chants his 16 rounds, at least minimum. When you see a person chanting his 16 rounds very sincerely, seriously, preferably before 7 o'clock in the morning, then that will keep him going. Otherwise you don't know when you leave the temple. You don't know what misbehavior you will do suddenly. Fighting, yelling. Anybody who is chanting 16 rounds before 7 o'clock attentively, all those symptoms will be managed, because chanting is not some dead activity. Chanting Hare Krishna and associating with Krishna, right? Nama Chintamani Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. Nama Chintamani Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So you love friendship with Krishna, you love mellow, you wonder how Krishna is dealing with you. A very dynamic life. Chanting Hare Krishna is not just like, you know, people develop friendships. I come, do something, talk to you, joke with you, do this, take you on a ride, do celebrations. So, active life, not dull. Similarly, chanting Hare Krishna means it is directly associating with Krishna. Will your life, if you are associating with Krishna, will your life be morose, dull, temper tantrums? Yeah. I think we are associating with Maya. Let's say all Maya symptoms will be exhibited. So there's no point. All right, you have no room for complaint. I am in Maya, that's why I find everything nonsense around me. If you are not in Maya, if you are Krishna conscious, you know how to make everything Krishna conscious. How to make people. So, Krishna mantra is not a cheap thing. Krishna mantra is not an ordinary thing. And if you are chanting Hare Krishna, it is not going to go waste. It is going to invigorate your life, is going to renovate your life, it is going to build up your bright future. Let's say our acharyas say when they give Hare Krishna mantra, I have given you everything, I just take it. See, everything. You will get manpower, you will get resources, bring opportunities. When these things are not happening, that means we are not chanting properly. We are not chanting properly. It's like a burden. We don't want to chant, we don't want to also go into Maya. No Maya, no chanting. No Maya, no chanting means Krishna will kick you out. No Maya, no chanting, that option is not there. No chanting means Maya itself. if you want to fight with Maya, your chanting has to be very sincere, sober chanting. And then you understand the tricks of Maya. Even if you want to understand how Maya is trying to trick you by making you fight, by making you fall in love, or becoming interested in money, or family love is again appearing in our mind instead of devotees, or family love, or parents, or brothers, they are all coming to our mind. That means Maya has succeeded. So when you are attracted to money, when you are attracted to woman, when you are attracted to your family members, when you are attracted to position, but when you are attracted to Krishna, all these things, they cannot tempt you. You are only interested in good association. If somebody is chanting nicely, he is always looking for good association. People who are, who talk less, who do more, people who are always want to learn. These are all the symptoms of a good devotee. Not that he wants to avoid authorities. It's called backbenchers. Backbenchers. I am here, but don't touch me. I am here, but don't touch me. This is all the mentality of insincere people. Sincere people, they want to pass the test. Please. You make me a devotee. I am here to be molded. I am here to be trained up. So otherwise there is no dynamic life. It is like we are here for an accommodation for prasadam. Because we don't get accommodation for prasadam unless we come from Mangalarti and we attend there. But spiritual life is active. It is not just a dragging thing. Every day, more enthusiasm. Usaha, nishaya, dairya, tattat karma pravartana, sangatyago, satavritti, shadbir bhakti, prasidyati. So this Ajagaravritti Brahmin is talking to Prahlad Maharaj. He is saying this world itself is called conditioned world. Liberated people practice Krishna consciousness. Somebody is a big sannyasi, but he is a mayavadi, not liberated. Looks like liberated. Just because you are not married, you are liberated or what? Just because you are wearing saffron clothes, you are liberated or what? Just because you are taking mala and going around Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, among thousands of karmis, there may be a jnani. Among thousands of jnanis, there may be a liberated person. Among thousands of liberated souls, koti karmanishta ek jnani. Koti jnani madhya ek mukta. Koti mukta madhya ek Krishna bhakta ara. Not a joke. Because we are not taking the process seriously. When you have become a disciple, when you have joined the ashram, simply, how can I please? How can I please the authority? How can I take chastisement? Everybody likes to hear glories. But it's a good devotee, whatever is there in me, it is there. Whatever is not there, I want to know. Whatever is not there, I want to learn. So they don't like to hear self-glorification. Good devotees, they don't like to hear glorification. They want to What more I am supposed to learn? So please, please Prabhu, don't compliment me. That's why it is said, for Vaishnavas, glorification is a downfall. Devotees like to hear all that, oh, you achieved this, you did this. What I am supposed to do more, that I want to know. So devotees always, yeah, everything, Krishna is the, if you are able to do something, it is Krishna made us, Krishna allowed us to do it. So what is our credit? Our credit is that we are part of Krishna consciousness movement. Achievements Krishna is giving. So the credit goes to Krishna. The credit goes to the parampara. Our satisfaction is that I am here in the Hare Krishna mission. After 40 years also I am in the mission. That is my credit. All other things what happened, it is up to Krishna. So in this being in the body and forgetting the body, we have to take care of the body. People take care of the body. People are in body consciousness. Their only wealth is this body. The people who are in spiritual consciousness, they also take care of the body. They also nicely take care of the body, because this body is useful for Krishna's service. People take care of the body because this is the source of their enjoyment. If you are sick, how can I enjoy my life? If I am not beautiful, how can I enjoy my life? That is garbage. But devotees, they keep their body healthy, because if I am not healthy, I am going to do my sadhana properly. If I am not healthy, I am going to serve the Vaishnavas and Krishna. So I should carefully protect my wealth so that I can be of use, I can be of service. So generally, it is said, a conditioned soul cannot liberate himself. If you are tied up, hands and your hands and legs are tied up, how you are going to untie yourself? Someone else from outside has to do it. This is called the spiritual master or the Vaishnavas. So let's say when our Vaishnavas tell us something, you are on the safe side. Always keep this in mind. I want to please Vaishnavas, not what I like, what I think. That is what you are doing all your life. What is big about that? Just put it aside. And do it and see what happens. Make it your policy. Wherever you go, I want to make the Vaishnavas happy. Maybe I may like it, maybe I may not like it. But I should do it. So, what is the difference between a spiritual person and a material person? Material person is attracted, like we see in the material world, too many clothes, too many types of food, too many types of vehicles, too many places to visit. This is a material person. Udhar jana, idhar jana, ye pehne, wo pehne, ye khane, wo khane. Uske saath milne, uske saath milne. But a spiritual person, isolated, he likes ekanta. He doesn't like to socialize and gossip and all that. And devotee association means whenever devotees come together, what do? They do like this. Our Krishna Katha. No self-boasting. Krishna Katha. Are together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. This is called association. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Devotees together, they engage in kirtan, Otherwise, they enlighten each other. They talk about Krishna, not Santa Dabba, self-boasting. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ji.